Let us stay united. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 through 11. Every Sunday evening, after I finish all my duties, I really enjoy the time of rest I get when watching a Korean TV program with Pastor Kuko. One of my favorite programs is The Return of Superman, which is about the story of taking care of babies. In this program, four fathers have to take care of their baby for 48 hours without the mother. It is very fun to watch when we see that fathers are flustered and don't know what to do for their baby. Among the four fathers, there is one who has triplet boys. Interestingly, it is hard to believe that these three children were born from the same parents, because they have different looks, different voices, different personalities, different tastes, and even different rates of development. Every time they go outside, their father is very busy attempting to draw them together because each of them tries to go a different way. They just running out into three different directions. However, the father always feels happy to be with them together. From this program, I could feel God's own heart being shared with us. This made me look back at our churches in Upper St. Croix Parish. Much like these triplet brothers in many ways, we live and grow together in Christ in spite of having different appearances, different characteristics, and different gifts. You may remember that at the end of the liturgy of the Holy Communion, the pastor prays that by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. These days, this prayer is a very important part of my prayer for the United Methodist Church's 2019 special session of the General Conference, which will be held on February 23rd to 26th, 2019, in St. Louis, Missouri. Since this past year, November, Pastor Kuko and I continually have been asking all churches in Upper St. Croix Parish to pray together for this. The United Methodist Church has been struggling with differences in understanding of human sexuality for a long time. The special meeting of General Conference, which is the United Methodist Church's top lawmaking assembly, will be acting on a report by the Council of Bishops based on the proposals from the Commission on the Way Forward. The 32-member commission appointed by the bishops has the charge of finding ways for the denomination to stay together despite deep differences around human sexuality. I sincerely hope that the decision from the Special General Conference will have strengthened us and allow us to be one in the spirit over disharmony and discord, not only within the denomination, but also with each local church. Through today's New Testament lesson, we see the hostility and division in the Corinthian church. The Corinthians had a church where the gift of the Holy Spirit were more abundant than any other church. And yet, nevertheless, they could not use their abundant gift properly. They consistently caused the problems in the church. They formed faction and fought each other. Then why did the Corinthians cause so many problems? We may find the cause in many places, but it seems that what they misunderstood most was the work of the Holy Spirit. And this was the most fundamental cause of the problems in their community. They did not understand the diversity of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Apostle Paul is explaining very carefully the work of the Holy Spirit in verse 4 to 7. Now there are varieties of gift, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. In all ages, it is not easy to recognize and respect the diversity of the gift of the Holy Spirit. People usually tend to reject or feel threatened by something different or something new. However, obviously, each one of us is given different gift of the Holy Spirit. If we all receive the same gift with no difference at all, it would be rather strange. The message records verse 7 this way. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. The Corinthians misunderstood something different as something wrong. But different is different. How can we say you are wrong because you are different? Today, the church repeats the same mistake. Although we all have received the various gifts of the Holy Spirit abundantly, we do not use them wisely. We do not use them to be one with Christ and one with each other and to work together, united in spirit. Instead, we continue to disunite and to judge each other. However, we need to remember that in spite of all the differences, we are one, united with Christ and with one another in the Spirit of God. For a long time, the United Methodist Church could not be truly united in one spirit because many people have different understandings of human sexuality. Even though we believed that the Bible is definitely definitively the primary source of our faith and theological reflection for United Methodist, each party, fundamentalist and progressivist, have different ways to interpret the scripture. They fight each other with completely different interpretation on the same scriptures. They interpret them to strengthen their voice. However, for all Christians, the focal point of the Bible should always be Jesus Christ. In Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40, Jesus gave us the great commandment. Love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbors as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands. Until now, we spend so much time and energy to define who is right and who is wrong. But from this effort, the only thing that we have found out is just how different we are from each other. Now, it is the time to sincerely pray and think about how we speak together about all the differences. Since we are different, we need each other. Argument, conflict, judgment, and division are not the way forward. We need to focus on how we walk together for the kingdom of God and go all together for it beyond our differences. If we read the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians, we see all kinds of life problems that the Corinthian church faced. Divisions in the church, sexual immorality, lawsuits, marriage, food, head coverings, abuses at the Lord's Supper, understanding of resurrection, offering, and etc. However, at the same time, we can find out how we can overcome all of these problems. First, based on 1:17 to 25, we need to remember the message of the cross. Jesus Christ is the power and wisdom of God, and his cross is leading us to be united in one spirit, overcoming the differences, division, and disharmony. Secondly, based on 3:10 to 17, everyone should work together as a wise builder in the church. No one should not hold fast to one's own opinion, but let God dwell in you. Thirdly, based on 3:18 to 23, do not deceive yourselves. Do not let go of God by being deceived by your worldly excellence. God is greater than anything else. Fourthly, based on 4:1 through 5, do not judge and only let God do it. Fifthly, based on 14 to 21. Guide and lead each other and learn from one another to grow in love. The true follower of Jesus Christ does not make people follow them by addressing their own opinion, but knows that Jesus is Lord and they are a worthless slave who have done only what they ought to have done, as Luke 17:10 said. The church was called to pray for the world and work to drive out all the darkness of the world. But today, the world worries and cares about us. This time, we need to focus on how much we are different and who is right and wrong, but we need to focus on how we can be united in one spirit and work together for the kingdom of God. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As we look back on his footsteps in this world, let us remember his protection of civil rights for black people, protection of suffrage for minorities. I'd like to remind you some of his great words about love, leading us to find the way forward. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I have decided to stick to love, because hate is too great a burden to bear. Remember, whether you support fundamentalists or progressives or just to stay in the middle, each one of us is neighbor to each other whom Jesus taught us to love. As we have always been, by the Spirit of God, we are one in Christ, one with each other in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Let us stay united. Praise God. Amen.